Hi, everyone. It's Christopher for A Plus English with
Laura.
Today, we are talking about an inspirational speaker from Australia.
Wow, inspirational 就是非常有激励人的这样子的一个人，而且他是来自于 Australia, 澳洲耶。That's where I studied and I grew up in. Australia,
but I've never been there.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously.
Okay, 所以 Chris 他竟然从来没有来过去过澳洲哦。You should visit Australia one day. It's really good.
Okay, I'll do that. In fact, I met someone who lives in Perth, Australia, and he said I could come stay at his place if I went to visit Australia. So I may go there soon.
Okay, I used to live in Brisbane, for your information. Okay,
Brisbane.
That's pretty close to Gold Coast. That's more famous than Brisbane, I think, to a lot of people. Anyway, let's go ahead and find out more about this inspirational speaker from Australia. He's
sure.
Aussie like me.
A Life Without Limits.
Nick Vujicic is a speaker and writer from Australia. When he was 17, he started a non-profit organization, Life Without Limits. At 21,He graduated from college with 2 degrees. Nick sounds like a regular guy, but he's truly amazing. He accomplished all these things, although he was born without arms and legs. In 2010, he published Life Without Limits. This book discussed overcoming his physical disabilities. Nick continues to inspire others with his incredible story. The next time you feel discouraged, remember Nick's advice. Find your life's purpose and never give up, no matter what difficulties stand in your way.
Regular, regular. Andrew can wear regular clothes instead of a suit to work. Andrew can wear regular clothes instead of a suit to work. Accomplish, accomplish. Taylor Swift accomplished a lot in music for someone her age.Taylor Swift accomplished a lot in music for someone her age. Inspire. Inspire. Inspire, inspired, inspired. My mom inspires me to be a strong and positive person. My mom inspires me to be a strong and positive person.Purpose, purpose. Rachel's purpose for staying up late at night is to study. Rachel's purpose for staying up late at night is to study.
Nick Vujicic is a speaker and writer from Australia.
Wow, 所以这里呢我们一开始啊哇他的名字有点难念就是 Nick Vujicic, 我们刚刚跟 Chris 才稍微确认一下因为我们不想要把名字念错他是来自澳洲的 speaker, 就是演说家以及呢 writer, 所以他也是一位作家哦。
When he was 17, he started a non-profit organization called Life Without Limbs.
哇所以在他17岁的时候呢他就创立了一个什么呢就是 non-profit organization, 就是非盈利组织。那这个非盈利组织是叫做什么呢 ?Life without limbs, 就是没有四肢的人生。当我们用 limb, 其实就是表示像是脚啊手背那可能就是 鸟类的话就是指它们的可能像是它们的翅膀等等哦。
Right, at 21, he graduated from college with 2 degrees.
哇，所以在21岁的时候呢，他就带着怎么样 ?2 degrees, 就是双学位的这个的学历，然后他就是大学毕业啦。那其中我们看到 graduate from, 这个 graduate 当然就是毕业的意思啊。那是从什么毕业呢？就是 college, 也就是大学。那其实另外一个说法呢，也有大学的意思，就是 university, university 也有大学的意思。而一般我们用 degree 就是来表示学位。
Right, Nick sounds like a regular guy, but he's truly amazing.
哇，这时候我们听到这边就觉得说，诶，21岁毕业很正常啊，所以他听起来就像一个怎么样，一个很平凡很寻常的人。但是啊，他其实呢是非常的怎么样， he's truly amazing, 令人赞叹。那其中呢，刚刚我们一开始说 Nick sounds like, 当我们用 sounds like, looks like, 或是 tastes like, 就是有着看起来怎么样，听起来怎么样，或是吃起来怎么样，这些都是一些感官动词。那后面我们通常呢就要接一个名词。OK, 所以比如说this tastes like stinky tofu, and it is.
Okay. I did say Nick is a regular guy.
Yeah.
Regular is an adjective. It means average, common, or usual, not different or special.
Okay, regular 呢就是我们的 word power word, 它的拼法是 regular, 它是一个形容词，有着普通的、一般的这样的意思哦。那常常我们也可以用 average 或是 common, usual 等等，都是有普通这样的意思。比方我们可以说一般我们普遍的价钱，我们就可以说 the regular price。或者是说有一些店呢，它一般就是可能9点开门嘛，然后就5点就是休业，我们可以用 regular business hours, 就是一般普遍的这样的意思。另外呢，我们 regular 有时候可以用来表示，像是我们要这个买饮料的时候，当我们用 a regular size, 其实就是中杯普通杯的意思，像是 a regular coke, 也会用到 regular 这个字。那课文当中 a regular guy 其实就是说一般人这样子的意思，那我们当然也可以用 an ordinary guy, an average guy, 都是有相同的一样的意思哦。 Okay, and how else can I use this word in an example sentence?
Sure, okay, Andrew can wear regular clothes instead of a suit to work. Andrew can wear regular clothes instead of a suit to work. So maybe he wears like a t-shirt and jeans instead of a suit and tie.
Okay, so Andrew 他可以穿这个便服，不用穿这个 suit 西装去上班。
He accomplished all these things, although he was born without arms and legs.
Wow, okay. 所以虽然他怎么样，天生四肢残缺哦，但是呢，他仍然完成了这些很棒的一些成就哦。所以这里我们就知道他其实就不是一般的寻常人，他真的是太棒了。那我们来看一下 although, 它是有虽然怎么样怎么样的意思。那注意它这里是放在句中，其实 although 也可以放在句首。所以其实我可以这么改写，我可以说 although he was born without arms and legs, he accomplished all these things. 那注意 although 跟 but 不可以出现在同一个句子当中，因为我们中文会说虽然怎么样可是怎么样，但英文不行哦，我们只能择一，要么你就是用 although, 要么你就是用 but, 可是他们不能同时出现在一个句子当中。那刚才看到有点难的字，就是 accomplish. What does this word mean?
It's a verb and it means to achieve or complete successfully. It seems like a difficult word to spell,
yeah.
So I'll spell it right now. Accomplish. A-C-C-O-M-P-L-I-S-H. A-C-C-O-M-P-L-I-S-H. Accomplish.
Yeah, I probably see...Mission accomplished in, say, like video games or in movies a lot.
You do, okay.
Right, okay. 所以当我们常常看到电影当中就说，哦，你的任务已经达成了。Okay, 这时候呢，我们就看到，其实这个字虽然有点难，但是可能你会有点点印象哦。因为 mission accomplished 就是任务达成、完成，因此你就可以推敲啦。Accomplish 它是一个动词，就是有达成、完成这样的意思。 另外你可以用 achieve, A-C-H-I-E-V-E, 用来表示达成某一个任务。比方像是呢我可以说 It's amazing what you can accomplish or what you can achieve or do through hard work. Oh, okay, that's really true. 所以其实呢只要有努力 hard work, 你就可以发现哇你是可以做很多很多很棒的事情哦。
So Taylor Swift accomplished a lot in music for someone her age.Taylor Swift accomplished a lot in music for someone her age.
I like Taylor Swift a lot. Okay, so Taylor Swift, 她在音乐上的成就大于其他同年龄层的人哦。
Okay, in 2010, he published Life Without Limits.
哇接着呢我们就看到啦刚刚我们其实一开始课我们就说他是一个 writer 嘛他是一个作家。所以在西元2010年呢 ,OK, 他就出版了 Life Without Limits, 那我们中文有翻译成人生不设限我那好的不像话的生命体验非常有意义哦听这个书名就可以感受得到。
So this book discussed overcoming his physical disabilities.His physical disabilities are his, being born without legs or arms.
Right, okay. 所以这本书呢就讨论了怎么样呢如何 overcoming, or overcome, 就是如何克服他的什么呢 ?physical disabilities, 就是他的肢体上方面的障碍哦。Okay, let's take a look at how do you, explain this word, overcome?
Sure. It means to defeat or succeed in controlling or dealing with something.
Oh.
I can give you an example. Bill overcame his fear of cats by visiting a pet hospital. Bill overcame his fear of cats, so he defeated his fear of cats.By visiting a pet hospital, where he probably, played with some kittens, because kittens are adorable.
Wow, okay, I can't imagine people scared of cats, okay? 所以 Bill 他有克服他对这个猫的恐惧，要怎么样克服呢？他就是去 visit a pet hospital, 他去看一个宠物的医院哦。所以 overcome 有克服的意思。Well, for me, I still can't overcome my fear of heights.
Oh.
无法克服我对这个惧高症这样子的一个问题哦。
I have a fear of heights as well, but only when there's no window or wall to protect me. I get scared. Nick continues to inspire others with his incredible story.
Okay, Nick 呢他持续以他精彩的人生故事启发他人 ,inspire?
Yes, it's to create a positive feeling in a person or to animate someone with a feeling.
Right, inspire, I-N-S-P-I-R-E, inspire 就是有启发啦或是鼓舞这样的意思。那它的动词三态的变化我们来注意一下就是 inspire, inspired, 直接接 D-O, inspired.Okay, 所以像有的人他可能非常的勇敢很有勇气我就可以说 Her courage has inspired us, 就是他的勇气就非常的鼓励啦或是启发了我们这样的意思哦。那常常我们也可以用另外一个字令人感到非常就是很激励的就是 inspiring.
My mom inspires me to be a strong and positive person.My mom inspires me to be a strong and positive person.
我妈妈鼓励我成为一个非常坚强积极的人或者很正面的人啦。
Right, the next time you feel discouraged, remember Nick's advice. Find your life's purpose and never give up, no matter what difficulties stand in your way.
Well said. 下回当你这个非常的沮丧啦或者很气馁的时候就是 discourage, 要记得 Nick 的 advice, 忠告就是要找出你人生的目标并且怎么样 ,never give up, 永不放弃。无论有什么样的困难难阻挡你当你用 stand in one's way, 就是阻碍某人的意思。Purpose?
So, yeah, purpose means the reason for which something is done or created.Or for which something exists. It sounds kind of complicated. Maybe you can help out?
Purpose 就是目标跟目的的意思啦。For example, Rachel's purpose for staying up late at night is to study.
Ah, very good.
Rachel's purpose for staying up late at night is to study. Rachel 晚上熬夜的目的就是为了读书啦。
Oh, well, I think I feel inspired. I might go check out Nick's book.
Same. 所以如果同学们想要看非常励志的书啊，那我们就可以来看一下 Nick 的这一本书哦。Okay, we'll see you next time. Bye!
Bye-bye!
Hi everyone, I'm Lana. 欢迎参加 A Plus 旅游团啊，不是啦，这个月都在讲旅游，害我整个心都飞出国了。好啦，现在我买也买完了，发票跟收据也都要了，终于要去把 Coco 拿回来咯。只是大多数的机场都会规定 The refund only applies to goods you take with you as hand luggage. The refund only applies to goods you take with you as hand luggage.只有你随行携带作为手提行李的商品才能退税啊，怎么连中文听起来都这么复杂？简单白话说呢，就是你必须要把退税的东西拿在手上才能退税，不然每个人在路上捡到发票和收据都要跑来退税了，退税官一定要看一下商品才会退你钱。回到刚刚的 The refund only applies to goods you take with you as hand luggage. ApplyApply, 动词，在这里是指某项规则适用于什么的意思。Hand luggage 是指手提行李，相对于 hand luggage 就是 check-in luggage, 托运行李。好啦，那我要考你们咯，今天的小聚会是 3,2,1, 对。The refund only applies to goods you take with you as hand luggage. 明天见，拜拜。
A life without limits.
Nick Vujicic is a speaker and writer from Australia. When he was 17, he started a non-profit organization, Life Without Limbs. At 21, he graduated from college with 2 degrees.Nick sounds like a regular guy, but he's truly amazing. He accomplished all these things, although he was born without arms and legs. In 2010, he published Life Without Limits. This book discussed overcoming his physical disabilities. Nick continues,to inspire others with his incredible story. The next time you feel discouraged, remember Nick's advice. Find your life's purpose and never give up, no matter what difficulties stand in your way.
Regular. Regular. Andrew can wear regular clothes.Instead of a suit to work. Andrew can wear regular clothes instead of a suit to work. Accomplish. Accomplish. Taylor Swift accomplished a lot in music for someone her age. Taylor Swift accomplished a lot in music for someone her age.Inspire, inspire, inspire, inspired, inspired. My mom inspires me to be a strong and positive person. My mom inspires me to be a strong and positive person. Purpose, purpose. Rachel's purposefor staying up late at night is to study. Rachel's purpose for staying up late at night is to study.